College of Business Administration website.
We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Greg McClure from the K-State Research and Extension. Now in studio with me, a number of folks who are going to talk to us about Oztoberfest. I think we'll start, just go down the line and have you introduce yourself. Start with Darren over here.
Hey, thanks a lot. Darren Solden with the Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce.
I'm John Fricke. I'm here from New York. I've been the MC and presenter for about 10 of the last 13, 14 years. Oz is my life. Also a career, which it was never supposed to be.
I'm Gabriel Gale. I'm very happy. This is my second Oztoberfest, and I'm here actually promoting my book series. The first book came out in 2017, and the second book came out in 2018. It's called Ages of Oz.
And fantastic. And we're talking about the Oztoberfest that is coming up here. I believe that's tomorrow. What time exactly does it start? Do all the festivities start there?
So festivities will kick off at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and it really is an all-day event. So bring the family out. There's going to be activities, everything from outdoor kids activities, vendors. There's a car show going on. There's food trucks. There's local restaurants open. Entertainment, a couple entertainment stages going on throughout the day. And, of course, it's Oztoberfest, so make sure you check out the Oz Museum and all of our special guests, these guys included, John and Gabe, will be doing presentations throughout the day. And so it's really a great opportunity to come out, have fun with the family, immerse yourself in Oz, learn a little bit about the history, and also some more about the contemporary Oz brand and some opportunities for your kids to maybe learn a little bit more about some new books they could be reading and other activities they could be doing related to Oz. But 10 o'clock is when it starts. Go until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then there's a street dance following that, as long as the weather cooperates, from 5 to 7.
And speaking of some of those attractions, could you go a little more in depth on, like, maybe just the food there? That's always a popular topic. What is available to eat?
Well, there's a little bit of everything. So we've got all of our local restaurants, which is great. You know, Toto's Tacos does a great job, obviously, at Oz-themed restaurant on Oztoberfest Day. A variety of food trucks. There's a barbecue contest going on. So come down and check out the folks doing barbecue, sample their wares. And, you know, food trucks, the great thing about food trucks is literally about anything you want to get, you can find from those food trucks. We've got some great vendors coming in, and again, you know, you find about everything you need for the family if you come down for Oztoberfest.
Thank you very much. Speaking here with Darren, John, and Gabe, all from the Oztoberfest as well as the Wamego Chamber of Commerce. And John, I guess we'll start with you. Tell me a little bit about how you first got involved with Oztoberfest and, I guess, Oz in general.
I saw the movie when I was 5 years old. You're too young to remember how exciting it was in the late 50s through into the 70s, before home video, when you saw The Wizard of Oz just once a year on network television. And for any kid, it was like your birthday, Christmas or Hanukkah, and the night The Wizard of Oz was on. These were the great events for a child. And I fell in love with the movie. I found out that there was a series of 40 books. I found out that Judy Garland had made other movies and a lot of records. So you don't choose these things, they choose you. And boy, did I get chosen. And it was never supposed to become a career, as I say, but I wrote the 50th anniversary making of book on the Wizard of Oz movie 30 years ago. And that led to other books, to documentaries, to CDs, to DVDs, a lot of research because I love doing it. And if you buy the Wizard of Oz DVD, my voice does the commentary track under the whole thing. It is just that kind of, that's how they found me for Wamego back in about 2004 or 5, I guess it was. And because of all these years of the work, there are a lot of associates who are involved in Oz, and we've had over the years here the Daughter of the Cowardly Lion and some of the surviving Munchkins. We lost the last of the little people earlier this year, so we don't have that advantage anymore. But it turns into something for absolutely all ages, because it's very difficult to find anybody over the age of three who doesn't recognize a picture of Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion. And then, again, there's so much else. There's the Broadway show Wicked. There's the African-American version, The Wiz. All of this has snowballed over the years. Oz Toys, Oz Dolls, Oz Games. And the Oz Museum in Wamego is really the only Oz museum in the world. There's a smaller one in Frank Baum's hometown, who wrote Wizard of Oz. But it is not. It is a storefront with great stuff. But this is a world-class museum they have here, and they build all of this around it. As a result, we come in and we do our presentations. The evening entertainment tonight and tomorrow night at the Columbian Theater in Wamego is called the Judy Garland Songbook. And there's a wonderful girl singer, Maddie Carriage, who's done cruise ships, the Queen Mary. She's done movies, TV, all of this kind of stuff, nightclubs. And she and two local singers are doing a couple dozen of the great songs that Judy sang. As a result, when I do the presentation I've been asked to do tomorrow at the Columbian at 1 in the afternoon, I'm talking about Judy's film career with some clips. But then beyond that, Paul Miles Schneider, who is a Kansan by dint of living here, but he's also worked in entertainment in New York and Los Angeles, he's launching the third book of his trilogy about a young Kansas boy who in present day discovers that there really was an Oz. His books are for youngsters on up, and he'll be talking about that at the Columbian at 3. J.P. Cafiero, who is a Franciscan brother, it is his family's 60-year Oz collection that makes up much of what is at the Oz Museum in Wamego. And he'll be here at 4 at the Columbian on Saturday to talk about the spiritual journey, Reflections from the Wizard of Oz. So the show, all of this is going on. There's a banana bread contest at the Columbian. They've got little Totos all over, statues of Toto all over Wamego. I believe there are 18 of them, 15 of them, and plus a couple other Oz-related things. And there's a contest. If you take a picture of yourself with every Toto and get it to the Columbian by a certain time, there are prizes to prove that you found all the Totos. There's Toto artwork on display in the gallery at the Columbian. So inside, outside, at the Oz Museum and the little theater behind that, there'll be Oz puppet shows at 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, and 4 tomorrow. And Jane Albright, the current president of the International Wizard of Oz Club, will be back there doing activities for kids all day. And our other headliner, as I segue down to the next microphone here in the studio, Gabriel Gale is the new Oz author on the block. And he is as steeped in the Oz book series as I have been. We've known each other for 11 years now, and he has been working all of his young life on his own project, Ages of Oz, as he mentioned. And you'll be talking about that tomorrow at the Columbian at 2, and drawing an imaginary mythical beast for kids from their own suggestions and explaining your series, which we will ask you to do now. Gabriel Gale.
Yes, Gabriel.
Yeah, thank you. So, as I mentioned, it's my second Oztoberfest. I'm very, very happy to be here. I'm here talking about the second book in my series, which is called A Dark Descent. For those that don't know anything about the series, I tell the story in a brand new book trilogy form of how Glinda the Good learned magic. So I introduce you to her when she's 13 years old, and when her peaceful life in Oz is shattered, when her mother is imprisoned for practicing magic. So everyone who's familiar with Oz knows how there's two good witches and two wicked witches when Dorothy lands in Oz. So I tell the story of how that came to be when we start the book series with there being four wicked witches, north, south, east, and west. And Glinda's mother, as I mentioned, is imprisoned for practicing magic. And soon, while she's trying to rescue her mother from this imprisonment at the hands of the Wicked Witch of the South, she uncovers the startling truth that the Oz that she always thought was good and right is actually governed by the wickedest of the wicked, and that her mother is actually a high-ranking member of a secret society whose mission is to overthrow the four Wicked Witches and set the stage for the return of the rightful ruler, Princess Ozma. And she has a lot of help. She has the help of a fiery purple-haired girl named Locasta, a revolutionary New Yorker named Ben. So how Dorothy was brought in the original Oz books, we have a young boy named Ben who's brought in, and she has other help. And the first book in the series was called A Fiery Friendship, where Glinda and her new friends have to rescue Glinda's mother and fight the Wicked Witch of the South. And then the second book, which is called A Dark Descent, is where Locasta, Glinda's best friend, has to convince her brother, who volunteered for the Wicked Witch's army, to unvolunteer and come over to the good side. And Glinda also has to, she takes her first major step into learning sorcery in the second book. So I'm here signing the first and second book. I'm working on the third book now. And I'm very excited to tell people about it and meet people and talk more about it.
That's Gabriel Gale talking. He's going to be there at the Oztoberfest coming up in Wamego on Saturday, also in studio. Darren Solden and John Fricke. You got that right, right?
Yeah, okay, right. Good. Thank you.
See, my memory. It's working there. It's working overtime. And how did you first get involved with the Oztoberfest here in specific? I know you mentioned you knew John here for 11 years before up until now.
Yeah, so John introduced me to Oztoberfest, and I'm very happy he did. And it was as a result, as John mentioned, we've known each other for 11 years. But these books are brand new, so John knew that it would be good for me to talk about the books here at Oztoberfest, so that's why last year was my first year.
All right.
And as much as it is, as Darren has said, this amazing family, all-encompassing event, we do get fervid Oz fans from all over the country who come here, and they come because of the Oz connection. And, of course, they all know the MGM movie, but not all of them are necessarily movie people. Some of them are book people, toy people, doll people, and they like the new incarnations, and they like having something new to read. What has been wonderful for this area, especially, well, in upstate New York, too, with that festival, but Gabriel and Paul Miles Schneider, our other author, come here a couple days early, and they go to schools and libraries, you know, four or five a day, to talk to young students about reading, about the Oz books, and manage to, not only does it do them a lot of good, because they are able to place their publications, but they stir up kids to imagine. And that was Frank Baum's code, to get kids to think, because when you start to imagine, you create the stuff that was yet to come. In the Oz books, at the turn of the last century, Baum is already envisioning cell phones and television and all this stuff that was total fantasy in the 1910s. But now we can't live without that stuff. So it's pretty potent.
Yeah, it's a cultural icon, as the way I like to refer to it. It's definitely something, you know, as a child, my mom was probably maybe similar to you. She grew up and saw Wizard of Oz, and she was a big fan of it. She was always a huge fan, so I ended up having to see it a lot. And I actually really liked the movie, too. I really liked the movie. I haven't gotten as in-depth regarding all the books and everything, but I remember being kind of scared of it, too, as well.
Well, I think that's half the charm. People have been scared by that movie since it first opened 79 years ago. And that's what kids remember. They remember the witch. They remember the flying monkeys. They remember that it worked out all right. They remember that Dorothy came as a stranger and was not treated as a stranger. The Munchkins embraced her. She made really good friends who helped her and whom she helped. And it's just a real object lesson in getting along and working together. Baum had a lot of that in his books, and I think that's what attracted so many of us.
I believe Dave has
something. I have a question. Imagine that. And this is kind of like extending outside or extending from The Wizard of Oz. But do shows like Wicked, have they like renewed interest in the original Wizard of Oz? Do you see that?
Who wants to take this?
I think you should.
Okay. absolutely. Wicked celebrates its 15th anniversary this month on Broadway.
And you know they're doing a live version on NBC?
Yeah, concert version.
I don't need to tell you anything.
$5 billion in gross worldwide in 15 years for Wicked.
Wow.
So I would say that, yeah, it's definitely... Wicked is very wise. Lightens the Gregory Maguire book enormously, makes it palatable, makes it entertaining. There are enough flashes of MGM's Oz so that anybody can come in and plug into the greater Oz legend while watching Wicked. And it is just glorious entertainment. At the festival in upstate New York this year, we had Stephen Schwartz, who wrote the songs for Wicked and Pippin and Magic Show and Godspell, and two of the actors who had played Glinda and Fiero on Broadway. And the people went crazy because, again, they want – the MGM movie is wonderful, but it's 100 minutes. Mm-hmm. You want to go on from there if you're a fan, and it has only helped.
So many prequels and sequels.
Yeah, well, and that's what Gabe and Paul Miles are
maybe
doing.
Maybe not enough.
Thank you.
Is there ever enough? Well, I think it's time to take our last break of the morning. When we come back, we'll have more about Oztoberfest coming up next or tomorrow. So stay tuned here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.